like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
And this is It's Movie Time.
Yay.
Lenny,
yes.
It's raining out there.
Oh, dear.
It reminds me of Noah.
It's an omen.
We have Darren Aronofsky's new movie, Noah, starring Russell Crowe.
Jennifer Connelly.
Nick Nolte is in there. He's one of the rock guys, so you wouldn't know.
Okay, you got it.
Okay. Anyway, Lenny, what'd you think of Noah?
Oh, Johnny. As a kid, I was swept away with Ben-Hur and the Ten Commandments, and I was so looking forward to sitting there eating my popcorn and being swept away again by a biblical epic. But I was a little disappointed. I loved Aronofsky's Black Swan, too, so I was expecting these like strange psychological twists and turns, but the movie's take on the story just had too many ridiculous twists and turns, especially when the robotic rock formations staggered onto the screen. I thought it was goofy and extremely distracting, and I have to admit my mind started wandering, and it wandered to the proverbial question, why did the chicken cross the road? To get into the ark with Mrs. Chicken, so thousands of years hence we could have fried chicken and eggs Benedict.
Oh, very nice. That's Aronofsky's attempt to pull that into the modern age and get that Transformers-like effect with some of the warmest personalities on the screen. Not that Russell Crowe's Noah isn't warm. He is so conflicted for me. I'm dazzled by how he can't quite understand the creator's message to him about annihilating the entire human race, but not his family, and yet he says that his family has to go. Well, you know, I might say that if the audience is interested in the special effects, there's some pretty neat ones, not the least of which is, but a replica of the biblically indicated ark, which is not that little ark that I love with the little pitched roof.
With the giraffes waving hello out the window. But that was about the only thing that stayed true to the Bible story.
The clothing was a bit updated, I thought.
Very, very
if they went down to
urban chic, that's what it was.
I think they got him at the Salvation Army. And Jennifer Connelly's teeth, of course, were quite nice.
Well, of course they had beautiful teeth. But, you know, I wish he could have stuck with the original story. I mean, I know it was very brief in the Bible, but the fact that supposedly Noah was over 600 years old when he built the ark, but I love Anthony Hopkins plays his grandfather, Methuselah. He's over 900 years. I know, but he was a wise old man with a sense of humor, and he had a yen for berries.
Yeah, just a little bit eccentric, I thought.
Yes, Russell Crowe did give it his all.
He's good.
He's pretty good at playing a righteous man.
You got it. He's depressed, but he's strong. And he's going to do the will of the Lord. Overall, it's way too dramatic for me. As Aronofsky sees it, he takes that subplot of the sons and the sons finding their daughters. And I have to tell you, I thought this was a bit soap opera-ish.
That was the director's way of trying to put it into a more interesting story, because in the Bible, Noah's sons already had wives and children when they got on the ark. But in the movie, part of the drama is the sons have to find women so that they can populate the world after the flood.
And the animals coming into the ark?
I knew it would be CGI, and all I remember are the snakes slithering on board,
right,
and the birds, thousands and thousands of birds.
I know. That was one of the strange things to me, too.
Right.
How they also nicely went in and they just fell asleep to let the action go on with the human beings. Strange how unlifelike the animals look.
The film was visually captivating.
The director is attempting to make a statement about being true to yourself, being true to your goals, doing what you need to do. He's a conflicted man.
One of the strongest points about this movie, and people should go see it because it is entertaining, is like me, they may go home, open their Bible, read the story again, and I think this movie may open a lot of discussion.
It opens up with Noah as a locavore, making sure they don't pick any more flowers than they need. It's, it really has some very modern touches. He's an environmentalist from the beginning.
Because I was a little disappointed, maybe my expectations were too high. I'm going to give it a C.
I'm going to go with a C plus. At this time of year, when you can't expect anything until May, I think this is, as you said, encouraging people to go if you want to just enjoy the film. And you know what, Lenny?
What, Johnny?
I have my umbrella here for today.
Start building an ark. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.